This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. It is Wednesday, so that means this is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. And Keita has brought along a... Well, we've actually... this is the third attempt to have her on. It's always been my fault why it didn't work out. But third time's a charm. Huh?
Geez, Bill.
what did you say, Kyle? Okay, so we don't have Patrice yet.
Lottie.
We don't have Patrice just yet.
Okay.
And it's probably because...
Because she's mad at you.
Well, I don't doubt it. Here, let me give you... Kyle, I'm going to send you another number to call her on. I don't doubt that at all. I think I sent the wrong number, as a matter of fact. Try this one, Kyle. Try that one. Yeah, I don't doubt that she's mad at me at all.
No, she's not. She's cool.
I've been seeing a lot of Pixie shooting. I think we have Patrice now. Patrice, do we have you now?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. First of all, before I let you and Keita start having your discussions, everything that's happened up to this point is to when all these faults start. That's all been my fault. And, you know, if you see me at one of the shows, if we ever get these SHOT Show or NRA back, you feel free to... Well, Keita has a Ryan Hosseris height whip. You can use that on my head if you'd like to.
Okay.
My fault. Keita, go ahead. You and your other weaponized woman, you do what you do. I'll be standing by.
Hey, Patrice. This is Keita.
Hi, Keita. How are you?
Good. So why don't you introduce yourself, tell everybody what you're all about and where they can find you.
Okay. My name is Patrice Scalotti. I am the owner and chief instructor of Inner 10 Firearms Training. I'm located based out of northeast Pennsylvania in the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area. But basically, I will go wherever the need is for instruction. I've had people from a little bit further out from where I live contact me wanting instruction, basically I go teach everything from basic firearms instruction up to defensive and mostly with concealed carry.
That's awesome. So how did you get your start doing this?
I've been hunting and shooting for about 20 years, and back in about 2017, they were actually talking about arming teachers in Pennsylvania, and so I thought I should go and get some formal instruction just in case that ever came to fruition. And the owner of a local range asked me if I would be interested in instructing. She knew I had been a teacher for about 18 years, and she thought, why not combine it with my firearms knowledge? And so I took a course there, and then I trained, got certified NRA basic pistol, went through all their courses, gained certification with them, and just continued my training and saw it as a great opportunity to start my own business and provide instruction on my own.
So what do you carry on a daily basis?
Usually a Glock 19, 99% of the time. However, today I had my Glock 43X.
And where on your body do you carry?
Normally, I am usually carrying either strong side outside the waistband or appendix. And today I was actually carrying in a thigh garter holster.
Ooh, sexy. Why is that? Were you in a dress?
I was in a dress. And nice. No one even knew that it was there. So.
What kind of holster did you use?
I have a Can-Can concealment leg garter holster. And I have them in different sizes so that I can carry my Glock 19 with it with a full mag plus a spare mag, and I did the same with my 43X. So I'm able to carry 31 rounds on my thigh under a dress.
That's crazy. Very cool.
It's neat. You have to definitely practice the draw from that because it's a little bit different than a hard-sided Kydex holster. However, with practice, it's really comfortable, and it's very, very concealable.
Okay, so do you carry it on the outside of your right leg or the inside of your left leg?
I carry it on the outside of my right leg. I've tried it on the inside of my left. I believe that's how they were originally designed. However, for me personally, I find it that it's more similar to my draw stroke from an outside the waistband strong side holster to have it on my right side, and that's what I prefer.
Yeah, and then it wouldn't rub on your other leg either.
Exactly.
Okay, so how can people find you? Do you have a website or a contact of some sort?
Yep, I am. My website is inner10training.com, and I am on Facebook at Inner10 Firearms Training, on Instagram at hashtag Inner10 Firearms Training, and my phone number, email are all on Facebook as well as my website.
Okay, and you've really only most of your experience has been with tactical style shooting, and you recently had your first experience with competitive shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So how many matches have you shot now?
I've only done two so far.
Okay. Two USPSA or one IDPA, one USPSA?
I did one IDPA. I did that first, and then I did a USPSA.
And what did you think?
I absolutely loved it. A friend of mine had been encouraging me to get involved in it for years now, and I never thought I was good enough to do it, so I just bit the bullet, so to speak, and went to an IDPA. And I had an absolute blast, and I didn't know what I was doing. I had no idea how to do it, but I just watched, and I learned and went from there. And then in between that and the USPSA was when I took your class. So going into the USPSA, I had a whole different outlook on it, and I approached it completely differently, and I had a great time. It's a very interesting skill to develop, and I'm looking forward to getting into more matches very soon.
And do you feel that helped your tactical style shooting as well?
Yes, big time. I think what it basically did for me was to kind of spotlight deficiencies that I have in the skills that I already have, and it's allowing me to sort of hone in on where I need to practice to make me more proficient.
Coming up on the first break, Keita, give out the website if you would be so kind.
180firearmstraining.com, and my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, is available on Amazon.
And, of course, if you want a personalized copy, she will send it to you, and it will say, Keita Bussey, I like you better than Bill.
That's right.
We'll be right back. This is Whip Knife Woman with Keita Bussey and her guest Patrice, and this is Lock and Load.
Oh, so cool. Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. And, you know, I was just trying to put myself, when you were talking about the holster you used today, I was just trying to mentally picture what would happen if you had been mugged or something like that. And he's like, all right, give me your phone and your wallet and all this other stuff. And you start, I guess you'd be pulling your skirt up. And wouldn't that confuse him right before you, you know, shot him?
It possibly could. I would probably throw my purse first.
Okay.
And hope for the best there. And then if that didn't work, it might. It would definitely throw someone off because I think it would be the last thing that they would expect.
Just so unfair. I mean, I don't even get to wear a skirt.
Bill's
I could try that, but I'd look bad. I wouldn't look right. Anyway, ladies, please have your conversation.
So, Patrice recently took my movement class, and in that class, I throw a ton of information at my students. So, it's a two-day course, but it's so packed full of information, it's more like a four-day course condensed into 2 days. And so it's challenging even for people who have been shooting competitively for a long, long time. And Patrice jumped in without ever having shot a USPSA match before. And I could just see the wheels turning and all the processing going on. And as an instructor, I'm sure you were also evaluating things from that point of view. So what did you think about the class?
I think the amount of information was incredible, and it did take me time to process. I'm still processing it, to be honest with you, and applying it to myself. But I think what it did for me was it sort of brought together for me the worlds of a competitive shooter as well as the defensive side. Because when I teach my defensive courses or just one-on-ones, I do incorporate the movement aspect of it with those drills. However, I think what was most apparent to me was the strategizing that I learned from you and how to actually foresee, where the threats and the shoot and no-shoot targets were going to be and being able to plan ahead, which on the defensive side, you're taught more to, yes, have a personal plan, a safety plan. However, the actual shooting would be more reactionary, where you're reacting to something already. And in your class, what I learned how to do was to foresee and to plan out, what am I going to have to do to get from point A to point B, which I think directly translates into my knowledge base that I already had. And it sort of took that to another level for me.
Well, and when you're in a real-life scenario, you never know what the layout is going to be, what you're going to have for cover and concealment, if you're going to have to move between obstacles, things like that. So in that sense, I think shooting all these different random scenarios where there are walls and barricades and things like that sort of prepares you to look around your environment and see what you have at your disposal, and you've been thrown into all these different potential situations, so it's easier then for you to process on the fly in a real-life scenario.
I agree 100%, and it also introduces you to even a different type of stress level. When you're training people defensively, you do want to induce that amount of stress to encourage people to be able to perfect a draw, clear a garment, and do that quickly, however effectively and safely. And I think with having done your class, as you said, you're given things that are sort of popping up, and I have to go from here, I have to go to there, and how do I do that? And it going into the defensive side of it, it makes you look at an environment differently and what could possibly be an obstacle for you.
And it's amazing the weird things people do under stress. So it's so important to bring that pressure to your practice. And We have a lot of pressure in my class because you have the timer, you have to come up with your plan and enact it, and you have all these people standing there watching you. So there is an immense amount of pressure, and that really being able to perform and keep a clear head under that kind of pressure is only going to help you in a defensive situation.
Yeah, I agree again in that. And the way I approached it was, and this is how I looked at it when I went to the matches, I knew that that was my training, and I tried to internalize it and take it on personally for me and connect it to what I already knew, make those connections. And I didn't really pay much attention to people looking on and judging me because I felt that everybody was there to learn, and I learned
right.
from everyone else as well, and it was great. It was very welcoming in that respect, and I was just able to basically compete against myself and challenge myself to take my knowledge base that I already have and just look at it through a different lens and apply what I have and to what you were doing with the movement and the planning and everything, and it was very beneficial to me.
Now, your tactical training really came out on one particular drill, and it's mm-hmm. something that USPSA competitors don't ever do, don't ever see. I was working on decision training where you engage the target that is shooting at you. So we created little explosions so you didn't know which target was going to start shooting at you. The explosion simulates the target shooting at you, and then that's the one that you engage. And Patrice rocked that drill because that's what she does. And tell him about the blind stage and how you approach that.
Talk about the blind stage in the next segment because we're coming up on the next break, if you would be so kind. I want to hear about that. But it doesn't surprise me that she rocked the stage because tactical shooting rules, Keita. Patrice, give out your website again, please, ma'am.
My website is www.inner10training.com.
Keita?
180firearmstraining.com. And the book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports by Keita Bussey, is available on Amazon.
That actually reads almost like a martial art manual. It's a very interesting book to go through. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is hosting an event at the White House where the main topic of discussion is opening schools safely. Vice President Mike Pence saying,
"And so to open up America again, we got to open up America's schools. To put America back to work, we got our kids are back in the classroom. And so, Mr. President, I want to thank you for your leadership. It's great to be here with Secretary of Education, with Kellyanne, and all these remarkable teachers in particular. As you know, I've been married to a school teacher for 35 years. She's preparing to go back to the classroom."
Democrats and Republicans still at a stalemate regarding a new stimulus package. Democrats saying they will agree on a $2 trillion package. Meanwhile, Republicans are refusing to budge from their $1 trillion relief plan. Republicans saying much of the money that was passed in previous coronavirus relief bills has not been spent by the states. This is USA Radio News. A media mogul who helped shape the modern entertainment industry has died. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Billionaire media mogul Sumner Redstone has died at 97. Redstone started with a chain of drive-in movie theaters. He built it into a media empire that included Viacom, Paramount Pictures, and CBS. In a statement released earlier today, his daughter confirmed his passing, saying that he led an extraordinary life that shaped modern entertainment and that he built a legacy that is his media business.
57% of Americans agree with President Trump's executive order to shut down TikTok in the United States within 45 days. According to a new Harris poll data shared with USA Today on Wednesday, the survey was conducted right after President Trump made the announcement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. This is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, Patrice. I pronounce the last name for me, Keita, because I don't want to get out there, and I have enough people that mispronounce my name, so.
I think we'll leave that up to Patrice.
Patrice?
It's Scalotti.
Scalotti, okay.
Scalotti. Yeah, forget the G.
See that?
I got you. I've been saying it wrong, too.
That's okay. I've lived with it all my life.
That doesn't mean that you have to. Anyway, I'll be standing by. You go. Go for it, Keita.
All right. So during the class, I put on a blind stage to bring pressure to your practice, and because sometimes things go wrong at a match, and normally you expect that you're going to have time to look over the stage, come up with a plan, but sometimes things go a little bit sideways. Maybe your gun broke on the stage before and you had to go fix something, or for whatever reason, maybe you had to run to the outhouse for 5 minutes and didn't get a chance to look at the stage. So then you just have to figure out what you're going to do, and you only have about 30 seconds to look at it. So we set up that scenario where you have to basically just shoot them as you see them. And for Patrice, not having ever shot a USPSA match before and feeling sort of like a fish out of water, she was a little bit intimidated at the thought of doing this. And do you remember what happened?
When, the one that you made me go first on?
The blind stage. The one where you didn't really get a walkthrough. Yep. You just got to look at the targets briefly and then shoot them as you see them.
Yeah, I mean, I basically just approached that with that attitude that I said, okay, well, I'm just going to take it as it comes, and I did it, you know, didn't have a real strategy to go back to, and it was just, I did tap in more to what I do know on the defensive side, and when I saw them, I engaged as I saw fit, and I did feel very unorganized with it, though. It was a little bit stressful, but just kind of went back to what I already knew and what you had, the tips that you had given us already on how to approach that in addressing them as you came upon them.
Right, and I would assume that if you're in a real-life scenario, you're going to feel a little bit stressed out and a little bit disorganized in the order you're engaging, and you dealt with it really well. And just before you shot, I said, Patrice, this is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You react and engage. Just do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you did very well.
And I think that was important for me when you did say that. It's like, do what you do. And that's basically what I went back to. And it does translate into the defensive side, because as you said, you're not going to have time to plan a strategy if you're in a dynamic situation, and you need to be able to just fall back to that level of training that you already have already in your mind.
And that 30 seconds that you got sort of simulates, hopefully, that you were aware of your surroundings. And you know, if you're in a parking lot, you're probably aware of where people are generally located around you and what you have at your disposal just walking through a parking lot, because you have that level of awareness because you are carrying a gun and have that responsibility. So that sort of simulates, well, hopefully you were taking all that information in, and then you can just respond.
Right, and if you maintain that level of awareness, which I always encourage and teach my students to do so and open their eyes to that, you know, you can stay ahead, hopefully, of a situation in real life and maybe even avoid it if you can, but at least have that, you're already planning on it. You have a sort of a little bit of a plan in your mind if something were to occur.
So you took this amazing leap. And I had Sam on last week, and he did this too, and we talked about that, taking that big, scary leap of going from a 9-to-5 job where everything's guaranteed and you know what you're going to do, you know when your paycheck's coming, to being a full-time instructor. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. As I said, I had started my business back in 2018 on the heels of having just done some training, as I said, NRA-wise, but then I trained with other individuals who had military, law enforcement backgrounds, and I found that I really loved the marriage of, you know, what used to be my hobby, sort of, and just a sport to me of shooting with my years of teaching. I taught elementary school for almost 20 years, and I got to the point where that was not fulfilling me anymore in the elementary school, and I thought, you know what can I do? And I love teaching, and I love firearms, and I was confident enough in the training I had at that point that I could bring this knowledge to other people, and I basically took that leap, and I submitted my letter of resignation on, you know, a Friday afternoon one day, and said, I'm done with my 9-to-5 teaching job. And I have never looked back on it in a negative way. And fortunately, it's working out for me, and I'm continuing to get out there and grow my business and help make it a success. And I am absolutely loving what I'm doing right now. It was the best move I ever made, and being able to combine, and I think I'm able to apply so many skills from those years of teaching to shooting, and you know, just learning how to read people and know how they're going to learn, and it's such a more personal topic for someone to be learning, taking on the responsibility of using a firearm, and I think that's really important. And it's worked. It's so far, it's working well for me.
Yeah, and so few people find their true passion, or they might have an idea of what it is, but they're too scared to take that leap because it is terrifying.
Oh, it's scary.
You never know. You never know what's going to happen. And I think everybody else now is sort of getting a taste of that with everything going on with COVID. And some people, I think, are going to actually find their passion that maybe otherwise wouldn't have, because now they've had that push. Maybe they lost their 9-to-5 because of COVID and had to do something and actually found their passion because of it.
Well, and I found that it was a benefit for me during the actual lockdown stages that we were in back in April, where I was home and I couldn't be out training. However, I was able to do online classes with people, even if it was just basic gun safety, situational awareness seminars, you know, short seminars for, you know, 2 hours here, an hour here, and sort of keep my head in the game in the midst of all of that. And that was a benefit. And other people were looking for something to do and possibly thinking in that realm. So that was a benefit for me as well.
Right. And you work a lot with women. Is that correct?
Before you do that, we work a lot with women there, Keita. We're going into the next break. And this is The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, Patrice. And I'm not even going to try it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK. Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the Salutes line, militia line, reformation, Providence. It just goes on and on. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. Let me type in the search option real quick. Garter holster for dudes. This is the Weaponized Woman with Tita Bussey and her guest, Patrice Scalati. Is that good? That work?
That's fine.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay.
So, anyway, we were talking about teaching women. You teach a lot of women?
I do, especially recently.
So, have you ever heard about the difficulties of trying to teach your own spouse literally anything at all, not just in shooting, but trying to teach your own spouse or your significant other, or even a family member, a brother or a sister, or your son or your daughter? Have you ever come across that?
Yes, I have. I mean, I've experienced that with both firearms and not with firearms, personally as well as professionally. And oftentimes, there's too much of a, in my opinion, too much of a personal connection. And when it's oftentimes a man trying to teach a woman tends to feel somewhat not inferior, but they hold back in asking questions because they don't want to appear to look stupid, for lack of a better word. I've had so many women say that to me, I don't want to ask a stupid question. And oftentimes when I see couples, you know, significant others, husbands, boyfriends, girlfriends, that patience level isn't there, and it's more of a just do this, and there's not the why. Which that's how women like to learn. They want to know the why behind something, and it's frustrating. It never turns out well when you have a personal connection like that, in my opinion, in what I have seen.
And there are also men who want to know the why, but I would say the majority of the men I teach just say, just show me what to do, and then I'll do it.
And
but there
I
are
agree
some
with
men
that.
Who are they want to know the research behind it.
I do agree with that, and I just think it's men and women both just learn differently. They connect differently. They have had different life experiences and the ways that they have handled situations in their lives. And it's so important to connect firearms information to something that someone already knows, that I think it just connects differently with both men and women.
Yeah, and I think learning from having a female learn from a female tends to go better. It's less intimidating. It gets to a point where it feels almost like girls just hanging out having fun, where when you're learning from your spouse or significant other, it brings a lot of extra pressure when you're already feeling uncertain about yourself. And I also think a lot of guys try to push women toward a particular gun that they want them to have or just want to have in their house because they want to buy another gun or whatever reason, rather than finding something that actually fits them. So I think it's a really good idea if you have a spouse or significant other who wants to start shooting, especially if they're a female, send them to a female instructor rather than trying to do it yourself. I mean, it's one thing to just get them out there and get them interested, but then contacting someone like Patrice who can work with them girl with girl tends to work a lot better and not scare them off so much, where a lot of times I see spouses working together and then maybe he'll have his wife buy a snubby. She shoots it once and says, okay, I'm never doing that again. And then she doesn't ever want to shoot again.
I've seen that a lot. And I think one thing that you just said resonates greatly with me, that they need to want to do it. I've seen a lot of instances where, you know, as you said, significant others, and especially I see it from, you know, a man wanting his wife or girlfriend to want to, you know, she should protect herself. I hear that all the time. And so I bought her, as you said, a large caliber snub-nose gun that when they shoot it once, it hurts their hand because they don't. They just don't know. It's sort of like they don't know what they don't know. And then it's frightening to them, and they don't want to do it again. And I think the way I approach this is that, of course, as I said, they need to want to do it. And instead of a male, you know, buying a female a gun with the intention that, well, if she doesn't like it, I'll just keep it for myself. I hear that all the time.
Right.
You know, it's sort of like, here's a gun, go to the range. And it's sort of doing them a little bit of an injustice. And I think it's more of a, like, let her own education in this and let her develop her own personal progression of learning and feel that sense of accomplishment. I just had a group of four women. I did a class at Double Eagle Pocono on Sunday, four women. We sat in a living room on couches, and I did my presentation on a TV screen for them. It was very laid back, you know, coffee, snacks, and talking about firearms. And there were women who had never even held a gun before, and by the time they left, they wanted more. They couldn't wait to come back to the range. And I think they need to own it. And you hear the word empowering a lot, and I think empowering means different things to different women. And I think it's important to show, as an instructor, I need to show that I do understand that, because everyone comes at it from a different angle, a different experience, and a different perspective. And I think individualizing that to each person, male or female, it just seems to be more significant with females, that they embrace it. And it's their feeling of ownership, of independence, that they're learning this on their own, and they own it. And they can, you know, sort of toot their horn in their accomplishment in learning a new skill that does have somewhat of a dangerous element to it. And they feel that they are empowered by that for whatever their own personal reason is.
I really like what you said about starting off the range. I do that too, and I've trained women who were in a situation where a firearm was used on them, which is what drove them to buy a firearm, but then they're scared because they were in that scary, life-threatening situations. So they're scared of the gun they just bought to defend themselves. So I do the same thing and start off the range in that situation, and I don't even present them with a gun right away. I teach sight alignment using things that are not even related to firearms, like cardboard cutouts, or have them use a Windex bottle to teach trigger control, something that's not even a gun. And then they do a little bit of gun handling in the living room or whatever it may be. Then we go out to the range, and before I ever have them even shoot a gun, I just have them put on their eyes and ears, explain what they're for and why we need them. And then I shoot a few rounds just so they get used to the sound of it, so it doesn't sound so scary without it being in their hands and then hearing it, that sound, for the first time on the range. Instead, they're expecting it, and it's not coming from their hands. It's coming from me in a safe situation, and sort of build their confidence up very slowly. Do you have any tricks you like to use or any tips that you want to give out to the women out there?
Well, I tell you what, we're about to run out of time. I think you should have Patrice back, simply because we have to keep we shouldn't let her have to trail off like this. Although, Patrice, if you do see me at the NRA annual meeting or something like that, I just want you to tell me, Bill, this is Patrice, and then
and
I can brace.
Smack him upside the head.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. That's it, exactly.
With the last name you can't pronounce.
That's it, Scalati. And anyway, thank you, ladies, for joining me this evening.
Thank you.
Thanks, Patrice.
Thanks, Keita.
Coming up next, hour number two, just going to be me and you. Third hour, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.